Hello, everyone. This is a commentary track for Star Trek The Original Series, Episode 2, Charlie X. This commentary was recorded using the Netflix version, but other streaming services, as well as DVD and Blu-ray releases, should also work fine. This track starts at the beginning of the episode, as it fades in on the Enterprise in space. If you need to, pause this track and get things set up. Then, when you're ready, press play now. All right. It's time for episode 3 or 2.
The shirt! The shirt's here! What is that?
I love this shirt!
The green variant of Kirk's shirt is pretty great.
I think he's
got like 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah, it's the best.
Does everyone have that Brad shirt?
No, it's just him.
Just the captain. So, unlike the last couple episodes that we've done, I know I've seen this episode, but I don't remember anything about what happens in it. So,
cool.
The man trap, I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen. With this one, I'm like, eh. I know there's this kid, and there's something weird about him, which is obvious already.
Please take this child. Please take
him. I'm already lost. Why are these people leaving this child here?
I don't remember.
Captain needed.
Did we miss a log
intern.
Entry?
No. Oh, buddy.
Yep. Was he raised by aliens? It's morally wrong that you're interrupting Captain Kirk.
How dare you?
He's a patient man now, but we wait till the end. Are the doors squeaking opening and closing?
Look at those guys being all stiff for their transport away.
Right?
So, last time, I almost sang the lyrics to Star Trek. And this time I actually have the lyrics in front of me, so that's gonna happen in a minute.
I am very excited.
I'm so pumped.
Oh, still man, can't forgive you some, for hot soup, though. Oh, that lighting just changed.
You'll never live down hot soup.
Here we go. I have had some alcohol for this. I really hope this syncs up properly.
I'm so pumped.
If it doesn't, it'll still be good.
Yeah.
Yes. But also bad.
Here we go. Oh my god.
Beyond the rim of starlight, my love is wandering in starflight. I know he'll find in star-clustered reaches love, strange love, a star woman teaches. Huh, that's only half the lyrics. I think it's actually the ending lyrics that have the whole song. God, these are some bad lyrics too, holy shit.
That was horrible.
It was awful.
But I mean, you did the best you could.
It doesn't have anything to do with Star Trek.
It has everything to do with Star Trek.
Oh my god, we didn't even get the part that drops Star Trek into the lyrics.
Man, where do I get this cool exercise? Elliptical machine, I want to say? Elliptical?
Like built into the wall?
Yeah, that's how I can watch my shows.
Doesn't it, like, recline so you're actually hanging upside down?
Maybe.
It looks like they just caked on the bronzer.
Yeah.
To, like, make his eyes pop out more, I guess?
So, I actually saw a video of someone watching this on an old TV as it was originally intended for, and it makes sense why there's so much fucking makeup on these people, because you can't see shit. So, yeah. I think, like, they had to put on all this fucking stage makeup.
I wonder if that's, like, why the level of sweat on everyone, like, all the time in this show was acceptable back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because all everyone's eyebrows are kind of filled in, too.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm getting an Anakin vibe from this fellow, this young man. He's getting real.
I mean, again, Star Wars and Star Trek take place in the same universe, so.
Real Anakin vibe.
What is this guy doing?
I'm just working on my pole.
He's installing the fire pole.
Yeah, it's got to go in there. Here it goes.
That's a really small opening for a fire pole.
This is for the squirrels, the ship squirrels, you know, the ones.
You joke about that, but in the official literature, the Enterprise D from Star Trek The Next Generation actually has a complement of dolphins on board.
I know that, because yeah, it's a sea lab.
In fact, I think it's actually mentioned in an episode.
Oh, lady.
This is twice in a row now she's had, like, a creepy stalker guy.
A weirdo.
Yeah.
Oh, they sell those in Korea. They're like cocktails. Although, and cool. Light bulbs.
How do you eat them?
You drink them at the bottom, or the top, I guess. It's not like a real light bulb. It's like a container made to look like one.
Hmm. Of course, last episode it was more Uhura being creeped on.
She got creeped on by the plant man. The hand.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that's
the
true.
Imposter lady.
Who turned into a dude for a bit, which makes the title The Man Trap a bit weird for that episode. Great going, kid. Let's.
Get this creep off my ship.
Actually, that wasn't a bad reaction to that. Like, for a TV
show from the
60s.
She can react however she wants. Yeah. Actually,
like,
I don't know.
It's clearly saying that was not okay, you know?
There's still this, like, male gaze thing happens with this show that I've noticed. Like, a real, like, dude.
A woman mindset. Walks into the scene, and she's lit differently, and
yeah.
It's all, mystical music. Women,
the costumes are
mystery.
Just way too short to be reasonable.
So, I've actually heard that Roddenberry didn't want the mini skirts on the female officers, but Nichelle Nichols argued in favor of it, because back in the 60s, like, mini skirts were a symbol of, like, female liberation.
Right. That's true. I don't know, but I think the girls should have been able to decide if they wanted their character to be wearing them or not, because I feel like...
Like, give it, like a uniform variant.
Yeah.
Of course, in The Next Generation, they had a unisex skirt uniform, so you had men running around in skirts, which was really funny. and cool, but only lasted for like the first season. That was probably
it's really bothering me that there's three different fabrics represented in this conversation.
What
I just can't
McCoy
stop thinking
wearing?
About how much I love that shirt. I want to cosplay Captain Kirk just so I can wear a shirt like that around.
Well, this is the first time we've seen like the leisure activities on board.
This is one of my favorite scenes. It's so weird.
I didn't remember there being so much of like this weird push early on with this like sexual slash romantic tension between Spock and Uhura.
So I remember when the new Star Trek film started, I didn't remember that either. So I went back and watched these episodes to see signs of it, and it's only a couple of them, and then they just drop it. But this is such a cool scene.
These should have been the lyrics for the Star Trek theme.
And he's like, ah, dang.
Spock's very uncomfortable about all of this. That's so great.
And that kid comes in like, oh yeah, totally know what's going on here.
Ooh.
That's awkward.
He's a child.
Oh, wow. This got really creepy. Imagine being put on the spot like that.
It's like happy birthday times 10.
Yeah.
This... Oh, man.
Oh, the psychic is going to show that he's psychic by doing street magician tricks.
Woohoo!
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
That's
oh,
a bit more
boy.
Dramatic.
And oh, shit.
Super creepy.
Oh, shit.
Glam shot.
Oh, shit. That's fucked up.
Reaction is just like, yep, that's definitely hilarious. Yep, great trick.
He's so creepy.
So, the stuff we missed in the beginning is that this kid was found as the sole survivor from a crash on some alien planet. And that's why he's been taken to the Enterprise, so he can be taken back to his family or closest relatives.
That's...
Yeah, slap Kirk on the ass, too.
Oh man.
It's like the worst person to teach a child that these things.
Why didn't he go to Bones? Bones could have handled it.
Nobody understands, Kirk.
Oh, nice nails.
I know, they're fabulous. Uh-ohs.
I like that spirally white and black thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the bridge stuff is pretty neat.
I would go to a Trekkie convention just so I could go play on one of those like life-sized models that they bring to those things. Like,
oh, really?
You can just go and play. Yeah, I saw one. They just perfectly recreated it. You could just go and play around. It looked fun.
They've now, got one that's
can
like
you
a
play
museum.
The bridge game on it? That would be pretty sick.
I'm playing the bridge game on the bridge.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't like a YouTube video of someone who like got one of those fan film sets for this set and did the bridge commander on it. Three D chess.
4D chess. Wait, that involves time and space, my bad.
Seems like we're going to get more Spock this episode.
Good.
I mean, let's be honest, real chess doesn't work that way. I like to just imagine that Spock is not as good at chess as he thinks he is.
I think it's more just the captain is like fucking crazy. He's like chaos.
Yeah. Oh man, we're gonna see Spock play chess against the super being. It's a very odd starting setup for a chessboard, even though it's made out of three different planes.
This is the mashup you've always wanted to see on Star Trek.
Oh, they have 3D checkers for us dum-dums. Do you see it? 3D checkers for us idiots. That's where I'd be sitting. The 3D checkers.
Just beats him in three moves.
Spock
and
out.
Then leaves.
Mic drop.
This is how Vulcan parroting works.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, no, he okay.
He melted
all the white pieces.
That's a hate crime. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, another woman you can harass. Wrecked.
Wait, she's like 17 and on a ship?
You must be wanted somewhere. Hopefully.
I honestly have absolutely no memory of this episode. Like, all of this is just completely new scenes to me. I'm sure I've seen the total opposite.
This one must have creeped me out so much that I remember it. Because yeah. I remember this dumb kid.
Oh, God. So this guy's definitely Anakin.
Right?
It's like George Lucas was making episode 2 and he like handed Hayden Christensen a VHS of this episode and was right? like, study this, be this guy.
She's the same amount of uncomfortable that Padme was too. Like, I don't know.
He changed.
Aw, man, come on.
That almost makes the shirt seem even more strange.
Casual Friday's over. Bring the green shirt back!
Oh, don't finish that sentence.
Yeah, you know, Kirk, maybe you're not the best person to be doing this.
Literally the worst.
Weird slimy face.
Actually, Spock might be worse. Spock would just make this kid insane. I think Bones
and
is
Spock
a happy medium.
Spock destroyed him at 3D chess, so yes.
And then was like, I'm out of here, you creepo.
McCoy is conveniently on vacation for this episode.
Right.
It looks like his entire face is covered in bronzer.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is not bad advice. Especially
it
given
kinda
the
is
of the show.
Though. Well, I mean the thing is like she is not interested in him.
Yeah.
It was the captain's job to say, stop.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, she's not in your age group. She's not interested. I'm sorry. Don't. You're done. Well, oh, but he's going for it now.
Yeah.
It's going for it now. He was trying to be nice.
You don't. You died when a bridge dropped on you.
How dare you?
God, generations.
And this is where things get weird. That kind of sucks.
I learned how to take a bump. Look that's how you take a wrestling bump.
Look at those red tights.
Oh my god, you can see everything in HD.
That's great.
Oh man, this is all, when you go to wrestling school, these are the two things that you're taught first. I'm not kidding.
Have you gone to wrestling school?
I have friends who have, and I also have watched like wrestling school training stuff because I love wrestling. So anyway, the first thing you need to learn how to do is take a bump. The second thing you need how to learn how to do is a roll. And you so that works up your cardio and stuff. This is so exciting! Ah!
Before he became a starship captain, Captain Kirk moonlit as a B-tier wrestler.
How dare you?
I like how they just cannot hit the mats.
He's gonna do a scary.
I'm surprised we're not seeing like any stunt doubles here.
Oh no.
He disappeared a dude.
Oh no. Oh no.
We got a problem. Oh, they left the towel though. At least they don't have to worry about getting that replaced.
There's all these jokes about
he was wearing a red
being
shirt.
Fat, but he is not. He's just a big boy. Like, there's always been jokes
about
him
being
overweight.
He's actually pretty fit in this episode.
But he's not in this, yeah.
Look at them deltoids. Oh, well, at least he's moved on to disappearing phasers. I wonder if that guy is going to come back or if he's just dead.
Ooh.
Oh, buddy.
The sweat beam.
Oh, that was intense.
I know, we all like held our breath there, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know either.
It's like, oh my god, is Kirk gonna die?
And no, I won't be wearing a shirt.
He just spends the rest of the episode not able to find his shirt. My green shirt's
Where's
gone.
Where's my green one? That's my favorite.
Why would he blow up the Antares after he got here?
These are my favorite conversations in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Open, normal environment. Hold on. I couldn't follow that. He's a boy in a man's body who's an adolescent. Yeah. What?
He basically repeated the same thing twice. But basically the idea is he has the power to do things that a man could do, or more than a man could do, but he still has the mind of a baby, a little baby boy.
Yeah, he didn't have the chance to develop properly since he was marooned on some planet alone for a long time.
But he still has powers.
Yeah, that's what makes him, like, a weapon.
He'd have the same amount of power if he was an adult, though.
Yeah, but if he were an adult and had, like, the adjusted mind of an adult, he wouldn't probably be this careless with it.
Yes, that's what they want you to think.
This is when you space the little shit. Right? Fucking space
him.
Yeah,
no problem killing the salt monster last time.
Well, maybe that's just the best thing to do. If someone is literally killing your crew, fucking space them.
I feel like that's not a particularly Star Trek answer to this problem, though.
Yeah, it's more of a mumbles.
It's a mumbles answer. Oh, no. Oh, wow. That's a workplace injury.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Spock's going full Bilbo Baggins song on us.
Does Kirk think he has a superpower where if he stares at someone long enough, they'll do what he says?
I'm starting to get that
does
idea.
He not?
I think he does have that superpower.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on.
Wow, that's just rude.
Space him. Put him into space where he dies. He's turned one of your people into a lizard.
I'm actually wondering if they would be capable of doing that.
Knock him out. He can't do shit if he's unconscious.
He deleted all the phasers on the ship.
Yeah, there's heavy objects all about. You could even Vulcan grip him if you wanted to.
I don't know if the Vulcan neck pinch is in the show yet.
That they haven't invented
just do
it
anyway.
Yet.
Come on.
In the universe of the show, he would know how to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ah, shit.
What was that, a kiss? Oh, he just went in closer.
Wow, they got there in like 10 seconds. He broke the wall.
Yes,
he did.
Uh-oh.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, the wall's fixed.
Oh, man.
So, space him it is.
Yeah, finally.
And you didn't agree with Mumbles at the beginning. We'd be all dead by now if you were the captain, Josh.
Right. I've got all the answers. Throw the monster into space.
Will the force field actually hold him?
Huh. I guess we're about to find out.
Apparently not.
Nope.
Well, there was a room here. Are they frozen?
Yep.
Why didn't he just zap them like everybody else? Oh, wait, he needs him to fly the ship. Never mind.
Yeah. sneak up behind him, hit him in the head with a rock.
Isn't she an iguana?
No, that's another blonde lady.
Oh.
Oh no, she old.
They've done this twice now in the series.
It's kind of sexist. It's this thing about how women would be afraid of grow old. I can't wait till I'm a grandma. I'm going to be a badass.
Or growing old is the word. Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's also sexist, though. It's like, yep. Women can't have a face. It's all about the appearance. Yeah. What about the guy that disappeared?
So I think, like, since he just set the course and took over the ship.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, they definitely don't have the neck pinch yet.
Interesting.
This is a very Kirk solution.
Yep, I like it.
Wait.
There's him just almost punching a child. It's like, oh, I almost punched a child today.
Hey, she made it back.
Yeah.
Just her, though. Who cares about that other guy?
He didn't have sex appeal, therefore he was disposable.
He didn't even have his shirt off. Oh no, it's a floating green head.
Looks like Palpatine.
Again,
wait, I Palpatine's didn't mean to kill all those children. Ah!
This is like a whole, like, this 90 or this 50 minute episode is just like a big deleted scene from Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, they did it.
So do you think they'll take away Charlie's powers and leave him here, or he's just going to get zapped?
I hope he... I don't know. Just get this creepazoid out of here. Powers or not...
Wait, that was a line he already
said. That was a recycled, yes.
Yeah, what was that?
Yep.
Why was that even there? That didn't make any sense.
I don't know.
They probably just, they ran out of things for him to say.
Yeah.
Because nobody's having any of his shit.
Chris's like, oh, god damn it.
He's a mass murderer.
The Force will be with you, always.
Like, well, I tried.
Like, powers or no, this guy is a mass murderer. He's killed people. A lot of them. Like, I'm sorry, I have no simpies. No simpies for a crazy teenage boy like that.
All right, that took away all my sympathy. No, really? I was like, that was lame as hell. Him and his lure jacket thing. I didn't care about him. Too much bronzer.
Very much too much bronzer. You're not sad. Don't cry.
She's been through a lot of emotional shit, Josh. She's probably relief crying right now, honestly.
I would hope so.
That kid terrorized her. I'd be fucking weeping if I was saved, too.
Two extras who look exactly the same at the helm?
Was that supposed to be another mic drop moment? Like, we don't need to say any more about that.
I guess. That's usually enough. They have, like, a coda.
Uh-huh. Oh, what's this thumbnail? Sulu on the bridge?
Look at Sulu! Sulu's on the bridge!
He's wearing a blue shirt. What?
He's wearing a blue shirt. He hasn't evolved into his final form yet.
Yes.